Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Tight. Engineer. Oh. Smile, everybody. We are.
Here we are again. Hello again, Utah fans. Welcome to another episode of the Football Fans. No,
of
Utah.
The Football Fan. Home. Oh, start over. Start over.
Welcome. It's been a week.
What are you drinking tonight?
I don't know. What's in here?
What's in there?
Utah Football Fans Podcast. Did I get that right?
No. Let's change it. We're just the Football Fans Podcast from this point forward. I like it.
Brendan, it's just water, I promise. He's been questioning what's in our...
Just water, Brendan. Uh-huh.
Wink, wink.
Wink.
Anyways, my gosh. I'm Bryn, here with James and Gary for another episode of the Utah Football Fans
there
Podcast.
You go.
And thank you to Thomas Orthodontics for sponsoring this clown show.
What the...
No, we very much appreciate it. Look him up at thomasortho.com.
He was hanging out with Kincaid this last week. You see that?
No.
Yeah, he was posting pictures.
How come we weren't invited?
That's a good point. I'm very upset about it. Posting pictures all over his Instagram. And
how does he know
Facebook?
Kincaid? How do you know Kincaid, Thomas?
I think he takes care of Kincaid's teeth.
Oh, my gosh.
Got to get that man's smile right for the NFL, baby.
Jeez. Yeah. Please invite us next time. I'd like to be invited.
You just want to meet Kincaid.
Sure.
Cam Rising's there. That's where I want to be. D'Artagnan.
All right, moving along.
Anyways, we didn't have a game this week, but we still have lots to talk about. We do have a game coming.
Subscribe.
Coming up. Yes.
Are you getting to this?
Sure.
She's off tonight.
I am off. I don't know
what's
going
on.
It was a long
weekend.
We
get the cue cards.
Producer,
let's go.
Say to my ear, I'm forgetting all these things. Please subscribe, like, share. Comment on YouTube.
So the old man can yell at you.
If you want to get yelled at.
Yeah.
Instagram.
You want to be called out. You want to be a part of it. Comment.
Join our Facebook group.
We'll get to that.
We're everywhere. So join us.
All right. Well, hey, bye week. My muscles now are
Good. You're all rested.
We've had a bye week. I'm rested.
It was nice not having a stress-filled Saturday.
My voice is back, more or less.
Yeah, the voice is back. My lungs are feeling good.
Ready for the second half of the year, baby.
Here we go. So, let's go here. Oregon, UCLA, we watched it. Impressions. We know we have UCLA fans and Oregon fans who do follow us, so here we go. What do you think about that game?
Oregon looked really good. going into it, I kind of expected Oregon to win at home. Two ranked teams, game day was UCLA's real first road test. All those factors, but man, I gotta tell you, Oregon looked really good. That team, offensively, defensively, they're gonna be tough. So I was very impressed by Oregon. The one thing I will say is those might have been the ugliest uniforms I've seen in the history of mankind. I don't know if Bryn likes them. I feel like she likes them. I feel like that face means she likes them. Gosh dang it, they were ugly. I understand what the meaning was. I get it. That's fine. But
meaning's cool.
The meaning's cool, and I respect that. But
yeah, absolutely.
You can integrate it a little bit better than just throwing pink onto an already hideous uniform and just going for it.
I liked them.
I know. They're
oh, my.
Awful.
No, I liked them. They were so 80s. It was like...
80s.
Do you remember 80s children?
Yes.
I was an 80s child. When you would do the puff paint on the t-shirts, uh-huh. That's what they looked
so
like.
So that's what it is.
That's why they were good, because it looked like a child painted them.
I liked them. And I always usually hate Oregon's uniforms. I liked these ones.
I thought they were bad.
They're bad. That was the only thing bad about Oregon that night, though, or that day, I guess.
Oh, man. I mean, I think it was kind of what I expected. I was expecting UCLA to lose because, like we've talked about, I just feel like when you've played every single one of your games at home, I mean, come on. And then I was so glad to see DTR finally get beat.
Humbled.
God, that little prick.
So it was 45-30.
It didn't even feel that close, though.
Here's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I was to say it right now, Oregon is looking good. I'm not, got to be honest about it. They seem to have it rolling. I get it. It's at home, but nevertheless, they were good.
But compared to that Georgia game, I mean, we talked about that week one. I get it was week one. There's so many different factors, but I remember watching that game and going, "God, Oregon looks horrible."
Yeah, I'm not judging this game by that game.
No. Georgia. I'm just saying it's a completely different look now.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the coaches, they're cemented in, quarterback, all that different stuff at home, which sucks because we got to go there at the end of November. So they looked really good. They're gonna be formidable. There's no question about it.
Here's the thing, though. Here's my view is, yeah, they look great. I mean, that's a fact. And I don't even think UCLA looked bad. I don't think they played that bad. I don't think they played bad. I just think they got dominated.
I think you're right.
There's games where a team rack up points, rack up stats, all that stuff, and the other team's crap, or they had a bad game. I don't think UCLA was necessarily playing bad. To me, it's just Oregon dominated the game.
Well, I think Oregon had a great game plan. I think that they just got better athletes. I'm sure the atmosphere had a factor. So, yeah, it kind of went the way I expected. I think Oregon beat them a little bit more handily than I expected them to. But there wasn't a punt in that game until, like, the fourth quarter or something like that.
That's insane.
Yeah, but let me, for instance, if you look at, okay, UCLA 30 points, you win a lot of games and you lose games with that, but they, 45-30. But just look at these stats that UCLA had. They had 448 total yards. That's a lot of yards, man. Passing, let's see, 262. Rushing, 186. Bobo had 8 receptions for 101 yards and a touchdown, and on and on. I'm not going to go down through all their stats. So what's interesting to me is you just look at a lot of the stats of UCLA, and they're excellent. They're good.
Couldn't score.
And then you go over to the other side and see the Oregon stats, and if you watch the game, you go, wow, okay, they dominated a good UCLA team. So for me, after watching that game, it just feels like Oregon at this moment seems to have it rolling.
What were the stat comparisons? What was Oregon's compared to what you just
said?
Yeah,
did they put up
UCLA's were
way more? Or did they just
finish
drives?
Well, so total yards, 545.
For Oregon?
It's like 100 more?
This is Oregon. 448 to 545.
100 more.
Wow.
Passing yards was 262 and 2... Sorry, I hate putting these things... 283. Rushing was 262 for Oregon. And UCLA had 186.
Here's the thing. So Oregon's quarterback, Bo Nix, transferred in from
Auburn.
Auburn, thank you. I could see the logo, but couldn't think of the school. he is an extremely hot and cold kind of quarterback, where you either get Bo Nix of this, or you get a Bo Nix who goes 8 for 24 for 97 yards. So I pray we get the 8 for 24 Bo Nix, because he looked like a Heisman candidate in that game that we just watched.
He's playing good right now.
He's playing very, very good. So, but they're not unbeatable. I mean, I know I'm praising all, you know, heaping all this praise.
I know it's hard for you to praise them.
It is. It makes me physically ill.
I know. I get it. I'm just trying to be objective.
Objectively speaking, very, very impressive.
Yeah, I was impressed with
that. Are they unbeatable? Absolutely
not. Well,
no,
nobody's
not.
Unbeatable.
No, but they've won every since that first week that they got beat down, and then they've won every game.
Yeah.
It was interesting to find myself who I was cheering for as you're watching it. You know, when you're watching these games and you inevitably find yourself cheering for one team over the other, I was leaning more towards Oregon. I know you.
I wanted both to lose.
You were having a hard time with that. I just, after DTR, and then still even watching him, you know, he gets tackled and he gets up and gets in the guy's face and
they're losing by 17 points in the fourth quarter.
I was very much, my hatred towards UCLA at this very moment was more than for Oregon.
That's fair. That's fair.
But, you know, in a few weeks, it's going to be right back.
It's tough though, because what's better for Utah? That was always the question, and no one can figure it out.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't.
Went out and doesn't matter.
Yeah. That team, it feels right now, because things change. We got a lot of games to go.
So
what I'm saying is, it feels like, anyway, the Oregon team that I watched looks better. They're operating better than last year's team that we kicked
twice. Oh, yes. I would agree with that.
Yeah. I think that's
very fair.
Now, it can change. Who knows?
It is kind of driving me crazy to see everyone on Twitter, and they're trying to figure out all the tiebreaker. It's like, okay, people,
yeah, don't worry about that right now.
Just worry about Utah winning. We just win our games.
Yeah, but
it doesn't matter. Like, I don't. It doesn't. All the other stuff will fall into place how it will. But we got to win our games
for sure. We have to win our games. It's that fun thing. Maybe when there's two games left, we can really get into it and see what this is going to be like. But I still stand by. A couple of these teams are going to lose games that they have no business losing.
We'll get to that. What we'll do is let's go down the remaining schedules for each.
Okay, yeah, and talk about them.
And we can kind of see what we think.
Man, some of those teams have cupcake schedules left,
though. A
couple
of them do, actually. Kind of pathetic.
Trojans.
Let's go first, though. We got this week. We're back at it. Thursday night.
Palouse.
Against Washington State.
Thursday night, 8 p.m., Fox Sports
1. Fox Sports 1. Which is cool, man. This is cool.
It's not supposed to snow. We looked it up.
What is it, 8 p.m.?
8 p.m. Mountain time.
8 p.m. Yeah. So is that 9 p.m. there?
I don't know. No.
Oh, 7 p.m. 7. Sorry.
Other way.
Switching.
Other way.
Switching coasts.
Other coast. Oh, my gosh. She's having an issue tonight.
Jeez. Your medicine.
Yeah.
Drink your water.
But, yeah, we looked at the weather. It's supposed to be very similar to what's going on here. Between 50 and 35 degrees. So
cold,
you know. Yeah.
Okay.
Thursday.
What do you think about this? For me, this is one of the scary games remaining for us.
This is a game that on paper Utah should win, but we have struggled with Washington State forever. They're weird put up points. All of a sudden you're down by 21 points for some weird reason. Like, all indicators are we should win, but boy.
Well, they've notoriously been a very high-powered passing offense.
And
now,
they're a passing offense.
You know, Mike Leach isn't there anymore, but it seems like they've kind of kept that formula. And so for our secondary, where we've struggled, but we haven't. You know, I mean, Phillips and all of that, if he can, but if people are smart, they don't throw towards him. So this game makes me nervous.
Yeah, their offense is similar to USC's, actually. It's all the spread stuff and all these bunch formations and all the stuff that they do. And they are a passing team. Now, I've watched Washington State. I've watched two or three of their games, actually, for whatever reason. Against USC, it ended up being a large margin, but they were right in the game through halftime.
It was very close at halftime.
And that was in the Coliseum. Who else? I watched them play somebody else. All I know is that they're a good team. And if we don't play well, we're going to lose.
Yeah. It's very much a possible trap game.
Other teams, yeah, you could slip a little bit. I still think you can win because they don't have as much talent. But I think with Washington State, I mean, they beat Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. They barely lost. Who was it? Let's see. They barely lost to Oregon. 41-44.
Jeez.
Yeah, and they should have beat Oregon. Remember that game? Uh-huh.
That's right. That's the one.
They should have beat them, and then it was like a fourth quarter total collapse, and Oregon ended up winning that game.
Dang, that's right. That okay.
That's what it was.
That's what I was
I watched the end of that game, too.
So they were in the game with USC. USC pulled away. They should have beat Oregon.
And that's their only two losses. They're 4-2, I think.
And in the conference,
they're 4-3, sorry.
Who else have they lost to? Oregon and...
They're 1-3 in conference. They lost to Oregon State.
USC lost to Oregon.
But what I'm saying is, okay, that's deceiving because they're...
I'm surprised that we're favored by as much as we are.
Last I looked, we were favored by 8 points.
That surprises me.
It doesn't surprise me. I think that we should be favored. I think we should beat them by 8+. But you're exactly right. Going on the road, going up to a cold environment like this against a potentially high-powered offense who has shown at moments like they're very good.
They can move the ball.
They can move the ball. They can put up points. If we don't come and play the game, we're going to lose. And then we're done, and then it's over, and then all the conversation of tiebreakers doesn't make any difference whatsoever.
And if I'm thinking correctly here, I'm sure I'll be corrected if I'm not. It seems to me a lot of their passing game is quick. So the idea of getting to Cameron Ward as their QB.
He's
a transfer, and he's very shifty. He can extend plays. He's hard to get to.
That's
one of those
fun
guys
to watch.
I think a lot of their plays are for quick throws. Obviously, they go downfield some, but they're not
to defend.
Someone right now is, he's wrong. Oh, Gary.
I don't know why he's using a typewriter.
They're also coming off their bye week as well, aren't they?
They are.
It's not like we have that benefit of that we've had a week to kind of recuperate. They had the same thing last week.
Same thing.
All right, just for reference, who knows what this really, whatever, but they averaged 25 points a game. Rushing yards, 90 a game. Passing per game, 280.
Those aren't crazy stats, though.
Average per game of total offense, 369. No, they're not.
What was their average points per game?
28.
Okay. Well, got my score prediction locked in.
So, there we go. Enough said on that. I did listen to Witt today on his presser. Did you?
Yeah. I mean, it was like 10 minutes. It was a short one this week, but.
He gave him props, which he always does, but I don't know, man. This, I'm just looking at our schedule, which we'll talk about. This is one of the ones that, I'm worried about every game.
Washington State is always but a this worry one, for me, I feel like.
Well, last year, Washington State, very similar situation. They came in here. It was an extreme, It was an extremely tight game until the very end. If you remember, it was very close, and then Phillips sealed it with a pick six. With a few minutes left in the game.
Fourth quarter, we finally pulled away
a little bit. Yeah, and then the last time we played them before that was the COVID, where we were down like 24-0 or the freak it was, and
that's right.
The legend of Drew Lisk came in and and we won, right? So
Ty Jordan went off,
and so we struggle with these guys and their offense and their ability to control the ball. That being said, we should win this game, and we should win this game going away.
So we have really.
Are we not giving
it's a four horse race at the end of the season to me. I mean, a lot of things have changed. We said it again, but really, there's four teams: Oregon, USC, UCLA, and Utah. Right now,
that's it.
Two of those teams are going to go to the championship game.
Yeah,
you got Oregon, undefeated in conference. Those other three, one loss in conference. It's going to be two of them. And as Witt said today, which is true, the conference champion isn't the one who has the regular season best record. Yeah. It's who wins the...
You just wins get
it in Las Vegas at
just
the championship
get
game.
To get Allegiant Stadium.
And then win it. That's who's the it. Champ. So yep. We got to get there. So let's... here's Utah's schedule. We go Washington State, we just talked about that. Arizona comes to town. Stanford comes to town. We should beat them, but, you know, we go to Oregon.
That's the one.
And then we have Colorado at home. Mm-mm. So of the...
No, Colorado's on the road.
Colorado. I mean, we have Colorado at the end of the season, last game of the season.
Yeah. In a blizzard, in probably.
Yeah, but we go to Colorado.
So we have five games left. Of the five, obviously Oregon's... That's
the one.
That's going to be huge for both teams.
Put a star by it.
And then Thursday is huge. We can't lose it. So that's Utah's schedule.
I will say, yeah, obviously Oregon this weekend, but it is nice to have a couple of teams that they're not automatic, but
Arizona, Colorado,
Stanford, okay.
But put them in context with these two. So here's USC.
Patty cake.
So here's USC's remaining schedule. Arizona. At Arizona, Cal goes to USC. Colorado goes to USC. They have four Pac-12 games left. Arizona, Cal, Colorado, then UCLA.
At the Rose Bowl.
The point is...
they play nobody.
USC is not going to lose again until... who knows about UCLA.
Gosh dang.
One of those teams is going to be knocked out because of that game.
Yeah. That's an elimination game.
But that's, I'm just saying, the USC schedule, come on, it's patty cake time.
And then they played
SC.
Notre Dame, right?
Yeah, but yeah, Notre Dame has no factor.
I know that, but they play, yes, but they play Notre Dame. Just wanted to mention it, because someone would correct you in the comments.
I'm talking league play.
They play nobody, let's be honest.
Okay,
I mean, well,
there's them.
UCLA at the end.
Yeah, except for, that one game.
Then we go to Oregon. They play Cal next. And then, let's see. Yeah, that's at Cal. At Colorado. They have Washington, though, in Oregon. But Washington's a good team, man.
Washington could get you.
They could get you. And then they've got us.
It's right before us. So it's right before we come to town.
That's two hard weeks in a
row.
It's
two back-to-back.
They got three in a row.
Well, and then they've got Oregon State.
Their last three games, Washington, Utah, Oregon State.
Where is the Oregon State game?
It's at Oregon State. So Oregon doesn't have a cakewalk.
No, they do not.
They actually have three tough games to end the season.
I mean, they could easily win all three
compared of them. Compared to USC's freaking schedule?
They could. But compared to USC, I mean, really compared to ours, we've got one really hard game left.
I'd say two this week in Oregon.
Yeah. Who are you talking about?
Us. I feel like we've got two.
Yeah, we'd have two.
That are hard. Washington Oregon State has three that are hard. USC has
one.
Okay.
The UCLA game.
Here's UCLA. I hadn't really looked at their schedule. But they got Stanford.
Okay.
Arizona State. They go to Arizona State.
Okay. Would either one of you be surprised if Arizona State got them?
No. Absolutely not.
I would.
I wouldn't.
Really?
I wouldn't be.
If I came home and turned on that game and Arizona State was up 28-10, I'd go, yeah, it seems about on brand.
Mm-hmm. I hope that's the truth, man.
I can totally
man.
See that
I can
happening.
Totally see it happening. Do I expect it to happen? No. But absolutely, UCLA is notorious for this. Okay, keep going.
Okay, but so, repeating. Stanford.
You interrupted.
ASU, Arizona.
Poor Arizona.
SC. Again,
they have one hard game, too.
And Cal. SC and UCLA. Come on.
Look, they've man, how...
The remaining, they... Why can't
they play Oregon again?
Yeah, SC doesn't play...
SC doesn't play Oregon.
It's a joke. So, again, that game between SC, UCLA...
It's huge.
There you have it.
It's freaking huge.
All right. Who knows? But there you have the schedules. I'm just feeling
it's
going to
be like fun, though, man.
Oregon and Utah seem to have a little more difficult road. It seems that way to the California schools.
You know what is good, and I do like it? I feel like people are actually nationally enjoying the Pac-12 this year and saying, man, this is fun to watch, and we got to see what's going to happen. They're paying attention to it a little more than they have in past seasons.
Well, there are four very good Pac-12 teams in the top 12. What's UCLA all right, ranked?
Let's go to the poll.
I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, after all the crap.
This is the first time in probably ever that there's been four very, very good Pac-12 teams that any one of them could beat anybody on any day. Mm-hmm. It's really quite enjoyable. And to actually get some national respect that goes, man, now the bottom feeders are the bottom feeders across every conference. I don't care what conference you are. Everyone's got crap at the bottom. So let's look at the top teams. And hey,
snobs in the SEC don't see it
that
way.
Yeah, the snobs in the SEC. You got Vanderbilt. Go away.
No, but it's just nice to be hearing the national conversation about, well, the Pac-12 is the conference to watch right now to see what's going to happen. I like it.
So, you, of course, Georgia's number one, which they should be. I don't know. Ohio State is number two.
Tennessee, okay, no, just get in the tournament. For, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, who cares? Playoffs. Just get in the tournament for them.
Tennessee and Michigan, there's the four. And then you have Clemson. You know what? I got to say, my aversion to Bama being in the playoff, I have it just as much for Clemson. I want Clemson out of there. I don't want them. I'm sick of them.
Watching them.
Get them out.
They should have lost to Syracuse.
They choked.
And I'm sick of them, too. We're getting into this a little bit later, but I'm so tired of them. Clemson. For a while, it was like, oh, a new story. And now it's just...
No, it's sick.
It really is.
There's only room for one orange team.
And then Alabama. Tennessee. At six. TCU, man.
Hey.
They're at seven. They're good.
All the credit in the world.
Freak.
They are undefeated.
Okay, then here we go. Then Oregon's at eight. Oklahoma State is at nine. They have SC and Wake Forest.
Yeah, they're tied.
Tied at 10.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Votes, points, whatever that crap.
Well, don't you love that SC jumped even without playing anybody?
So did we.
Of course. Oh, yeah, well.
Yeah, but like.
Then you have UCLA at 12, Penn State at 13, Utah at 14.
Utah's better than Penn State. I've seen Penn State play.
That's the crazy thing, though, is the Pac-12 teams are all within, like, what, five?
Five, four or five spots.
Oh, we're all just but so the, evenly
I guess the point
matched.
You were making, though, is look where the Pac-12 and their teams are in there. So you got Georgia, SEC. At Ohio State, Big Ten. Tennessee, SEC. Big Ten, Michigan. ACC, Clemson. Alabama, SEC. Ah, TCU. Now we've got the Big 12.
Big 12 makes an appearance.
Got Oregon, Pac-12. Oklahoma State.
Big 12.
Big 12. SC, Pac-12, Wake Forest.
They're SEC.
SEC? No, they're not.
Wake Forest? Aren't they?
Uh-uh. UCLA, Pac-12, Penn State.
What is it?
Wake Forest? I don't know.
Oh, they're ACC.
ACC.
ACC, sorry.
Penn State is Big Ten.
They're actually pretty fun to watch, I got to say. Wake Forest? You'd like them. Good
anyway,
color scheme.
It's
black
fun.
And gold.
Like the black and gold.
I know.
All right, moving right along.
It's exciting. It's going to be fun football to watch for the next few weeks.
Hopefully I'm not depressed through the whole thing.
I know.
So, Bryn.
It might happen.
Here we are at the Bryn rant of the week.
My rant of the week.
She has one ready, locked and loaded.
I don't even know what it is this week.
For the rant. And here we go. Everyone... Move back. Move
let
back.
Let me.
I don't want to get any friendly fire. I don't want any friendly fire.
No, this not. Rant. It won't be good.
No, I'm saying it's a good one. I like it.
My rant of the week is against a certain Utah fan on Twitter, and I actually do not remember who it is.
That's all right.
So I'm not going to call the person
Some
out.
Some of
I'm
you
not
may
gonna...
know it.
Are you 100% sure that it's not me?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it's not you. So it might be listen to that. Listen you. To it.
So we talked a little bit last week about Tavion Thomas and just what's going on. There's been questions all season. We all get it. We all know it. Whittingham has flat out said, we're dealing with it internally, and that's all we're going to say about it. And so I feel like when Whittingham says that, leave it alone. And I was really frustrated over the weekend to see someone on Twitter who's saying, I've got sources that say Tavion's left the team, but he'll be back. And then the next post is, oh, well, he's doing really well. And it's like, dude, obviously there's personal stuff going on. This is a personal issue. We all don't need to know all the details. We don't need to know. Whittingham said they're addressing it. That's all we need to know. It just bugs me that you've got a source and then you're spilling all the details all over Twitter. If you've got a source that's that close in the football program, keep it to yourself. We don't all need to know.
It was Gordon Monson's burner account.
It's a good one. And he changes his story.
Yeah.
Or details of the story.
Yeah.
It's crap.
Yeah, it was, he's gone.
It's a good rant.
He's gone. And then it was like, well, my source is saying he might be back for the Washington State game. It's like, you can't hedge your bets on this. You can't say maybe because then you're right on both sides. Like, no. And I'm with you. That's a good one.
Give the dude some privacy. We don't all need to know it. If he's playing on Thursday, amazing. I love to see it. I want to see him do well.
Yeah.
We don't need to know the day-to-day of what's going on.
I agree.
Let the coaching staff deal with
it. Face, man.
Yeah.
Just because we're fans doesn't mean that we need to know every last detail that goes on in these dudes' lives.
No.
Right? Like, they're still college kids.
You're not entitled to know every detail.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And the coaching staff will deal with it. There you go. Rant over. Take a bow.
Amen. And amen.
Good one. I approve.
So what we've got now is some questions.
Is it a game show?
These make me so nervous.
Do we have a game
we
show?
We have some questions, which I will present the question, and they will give their answer. What did you say?
Ghostbusters.
I started doing game show music, and I think I was singing Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters theme song.
To a game show?
That's, yeah.
Drink your water.
She's on, dude.
What's going on?
She's been... Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead. What are the questions?
She's cheating.
I didn't
see it. She's cheating, James. She's getting a head start on you.
I swear, I didn't
see it. It's fine. That's fine.
I'll answer it, too.
Oh.
Well, you have a head start.
Oh, my Someone had to write them. Our producer's lazy, so.
The producer handed them to me.
Okay.
Mr. Producer?
Yeah.
Here you go. And
are these like rapid fire?
Everyone watching and listening or both at the same time. Feel free in your comments to answer the questions.
Okay.
All right. And then maybe you'll be on comments next week.
Ooh.
If you don't agree with
if you don't agree with me,
you'll get called out for it.
All right. Top quarterback in the Pac-12 in order. Top four.
Oh my God.
You list. So, okay. Here's. Yeah. You know who they are. These four.
In order.
You give me your 1 to 4. So you've got DTR, Bo Nix, Caleb Williams, and Cam. Okay. You give me your top. Hold on. Going first?
She can go first.
Just give me.
Okay, Cam, Rising, Bo Nix, Caleb Williams, DTR.
Okay.
That's hot. That's
Cam,
spicy.
Bo Nix. Who did you say? Caleb
I said Williams.
And DTR. That's Bryn's top four.
There you go.
Bryn, direct your heat at Bryn on that one.
Give me your four.
Oh, man.
This is hot.
Look,
right off,
look,
man. This is
I
hot
understand
off the press.
Look, QBR. I get all of that. It goes Caleb Williams, number one. Cam Rising, number two. Look, give me the... Cam Rising, number two.
Disgusting.
Bo Nix, number three, and then DTR, number four.
Give him all the crap.
Go for it. And I'll back it up with, I watched a future number one draft pick throw the ball all over the freaking field that night. So there you go. I'm going to guess Gary's.
Okay, here's the correct.
I'm going to guess Gary's.
Correct.
Watch here, this. Just
no,
shush.
Just let him go.
I'll do my own.
I'm going to do it.
Stay out of it. What a snot this guy
here
is.
Here comes
tonight.
Homer.
No, it's Cam Rising is number one. Cam Rising, number one. Caleb Williams, number two. DTR, number three. Bo Nix is number four. Did you get that? And you know what? QBR does matter.
Okay. I agree.
Mr. Stats.
Do you know who's the QB, number four QBR?
Bo Nix.
In the country is still Cam.
Cam Rising. I know that.
Who's number eight in the country is Caleb Williams.
Okay.
I'm just going off by
number
feel.
Nine
I don't
is DTR. Number. I should have changed the rule. But they have number six is Bo Nix.
Okay. Next question.
Now he doesn't like
now
his
doesn't
answer.
Like I don't like my freaking answer. Answer.
Too bad. Too late.
Too late. You
want no, to actually, well, I do. Nope, that's what down. I went with, man.
Okay.
Does Alabama make the CFP, college football playoff?
100%.
Yes.
I said it today on Twitter, and I stand by it. Alabama could lose three football games. And
They'd still find that's an exaggeration.
They'd still find a way to put them in. Of course Alabama makes it. I genuinely think Alabama could lose another game and still make it in.
Michigan will lose to Ohio State, and they'll go, oh, well, too bad, and we better put Alabama in.
You know, it does bug me, because a team like TCU could end the season undefeated, and they would get the shaft because Alabama would be put in.
So you think they're going to make it?
I bet they make it.
I'm not talking about the other stuff. Do you think they're going in?
Yes, and that...
Yes.
I don't think they're making it this year.
It'd be amazing.
That's a bold prediction.
Sorry. Are you...
We don't have any crazy
no Alabama fans.
We had an Alabama fan, which will be on comments on comments.
Oh, I like it.
Ooh, I'm getting ahead of ourselves.
No, sorry, Alabama. Any SEC people are not making it this year.
Okay.
I hope you're right.
I pray that you're right for once.
So, will Ohio State... Okay, here it is. Will Ohio State or Michigan or both make the college football playoff?
It's Ohio State. I think Ohio State beats Michigan this year, gets in, and knocks Michigan out. I don't think both make it in. They play each other.
Correct.
It'll be 2-3. It'll be like last year. And whoever wins, it's in. Last year, Michigan got them. And I think this year, Ohio State gets Michigan, and they're in. I would be shocked if both teams make it.
No, I don't think both make it.
Okay, then who makes it?
Ohio State.
The Ohio State.
The.
Put some respect on their name, Bryn.
Yeah, if I was going to put... I think Ohio State gets in. I think they get in. Michigan's going to be a tough out, though. They're playing good, but I just think Ohio State... Unless they're playing in a freaking... snowstorm where it's freezing cold or what it rained like it was last year, I think it was.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
I wouldn't love to have them both in. I just feel like when you only have four spots to have two from the same.
Well, SEC does it all.
I know, and I hate it.
I think there's an outside chance. I mean, the stars would have to align for it to happen.
Because
one would be undefeated and one would only have one loss. I don't think it'll happen, but I could see it.
You would need Tennessee, Clemson, and Alabama all to lose another game. To get them in. And then like a team like TCU.
Yeah, but Alabama's
a game.
Yeah, well, possible.
Because a one-loss Alabama is getting the selection over a one-loss Ohio State or Michigan.
All right. Does a Pac-12 school make the college football playoff?
No.
No. Realistically, I don't think that it would happen. It'd be sweet, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay. The odds are tough. I mean, if I was to throw some odds on, I would probably say, yeah, I wouldn't want to bet for it because it's out there. But let's look at it this way. Let's say Oregon keeps rocking and rolling.
If Oregon runs the table.
Runs the table, and they've had one loss against Georgia.
Let's say Oregon runs the table and then plays USC in the championship game and beats them. There is a very strong argument that they could make to make the football playoff, because you're right. They're one loss week one on the road.
It's not road game.
It was a road game. It was at freaking the Falcon Stadium.
Yeah.
So,
okay, yeah, that scenario, yes, okay. I could see
I'm
it.
Saying
see
it's it. Tough.
What really sucks is Oregon would be severely punished for the way that they lost that first game.
I don't know. I think the college football playoff people, I think
you know
they're a little
what?
More
that would
rational.
Be exciting. Honestly, I hope it doesn't happen, because that would
yeah,
be
it knocks us out. But hey,
but it would be very exciting to see.
I feel like we have I feel like all of our teams are actually, even Utah, that's an outsider. But I'm just saying, if any of these teams ran the table, because you'd have, if same with USC, if they run the table, they have one loss. And they won the Pac-12 championship.
Right.
Well, and UCLA, as we talked about, USC plays
UCLA,
nobody.
UCLA,
so.
they're not getting in.
What if they run the table?
No.
I don't see. I think UCLA and Utah are the ones that
are
kind of out of the conversation already. But
Oregon and USC run the table. They beat each other in the championship game. No, UCLA.
If UCLA has one loss in the season?
You're telling me that the brand, it matters the brand, dude. It's not just, they don't just look at it and go.
One loss. Pac-12 champion. You don't think has a shot?
No. UCLA.
I don't even think UCLA is going to get to the championship game.
I'm not saying.
Okay, but it's a TV show. They're looking at it and they're going, we got
to
put a one-loss.
Don't listen to him.
They got to put a one-loss Pac-12 UCLA that has 19 people that show up to their freaking home games in over a one-loss Michigan, let's say. Michigan's going in. Now, if you're going to say a one-loss Michigan versus a one-loss USC, that's a whole different conversation. UCLA stands zero chance of making it to the college football playoff. They can run the table and beat everybody
His name is James
20 points.
In the comments.
Freaking go for it. You guys can all agree with me.
No, I agree with you.
Okay,
so
good
it's
point.
Gary that's out on an island.
Go
over
after
here.
This guy.
Here we go.
A stupid question.
It's a great question. Grade Utah's offense from A to a D. I mean, I guess an F if you wanted to, but
if you were dumb.
Grade. So we're going to do the offense, the defense, and special teams. You're going to give it a grade. We're going to start with with the offense.
For the season?
As to
right now. An A minus.
Okay.
B plus.
I think a B plus. I go with the offensive B plus. I would go with an A minus, except at some key times it didn't work.
It's the Florida game for me that keeps it from B
couple
plus
mistakes
to A
against
minus.
UCLA.
UCLA, if they get in the end zone against Florida, they're probably an A minus for me, but they didn't, so they're B plus.
Anyway, I think we're close to that. Okay, defense. This is gonna be interesting. Give us a grade on for the D as to right now. Put it in the comments.
A C plus. It was lower until USC, and they made key stops at key points in the game. So that bumped them up a little bit.
That's what's so hard is they gave up 42 to USC, but they only gave up 14 points in the second half, and they made key stops at key times. I actually was thinking C plus as well. That UCLA game really sticks with me. They got shredded. Against UCLA, so that one really hurts. C plus might be a little generous. It might just be a C, but that's kind of where I'm at.
I gave him a C. I think that's being generous.
I think, yeah, honestly.
Personally.
Yeah.
Anyway, a C. Special teams, Bryn.
D. You know,
special teams. A D?
Yeah.
Rationalize that.
Kickoffs. We've had field goal issues and then defending the kickoff also. So I'm a D.
I think it's those two. What do you?
I have a D plus for the same reasons. We can't kick the ball through the end zone. And then when we know we can't kick through the end zone and it lands on the two, we can't tackle the freaking dude and they get to the 40-yard line.
Yeah.
And then our kicker, I think he's missed two or three field goals this year. Big field goals. I should look that up to be sure.
I don't
sure.
know if that's true. The one
I,
was he missed.
I know he's
a
missed
screw
two
up, dude.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but it does matter because the way it was a weird. I gave him a C.
That's way too generous.
C.
Our punting game's been fine. We haven't had a blocked punt yet. But
how do you justify a C?
Yeah, justify that.
That's saying
I don't think
average.
Our field goal kicking an extra point is a C. The kickoffs is why I am a C. Anyway, okay.
No.
But
you
it's
can't
been,
just move
but
on.
It's been,
you're saying that
it's been consistently bad.
I can move on if I want to move on.
Every game, there's been no improvement. There's been no change. It hasn't been just one anomaly.
Okay.
It's been every game.
I gave him a C.
You're wrong.
Again, you can all agree with me. Absolutely, I'm right.
Oh, God.
Can we move on now, yes, Mr.
I'm looking up. I'm looking up the our kickers stats this year, because if you think a C, you're out of your freaking mind.
Yeah, you are. Go ahead.
Can you concentrate on this one?
I can do multiple things at once. Thank you very much.
If Utah makes it to the championship, who do you want to play? Do you have a preference? If we get to the game, who do you want to go into and beat?
UCLA. I think we have the best chance of beating them, and it'd be nice to get that game back and have revenge on them.
Same answer. I want UCLA. I think we can beat them. I think they're our best chance to win, and I want to freaking beat them. I want DTR again.
I want USC. I want to take out the whiner.
Yeah,
and
that
beat them without whining about the refs. They'd whine about the refs no matter what.
The refs did it. No, I want USC.
Okay, so just real quick, our kicker this year is 6 of 8, 75%. Not good enough.
Especially
considering the two that he missed.
It is a C.
Okay, but the two that he missed, one was our first drive against USC. You can't, and it wasn't a far field goal.
Okay, missed that
one.
And
the second one was going into halftime at UCLA to put us within one possession.
You remember that play?
Okay, it was weird. But your sole job in this world is to kick a damn football.
75% is a C.
Okay, and then you take it down when our kickoffs are...
Exactly, then how do you keep that average?
Minus.
We're talking about kickers here, for crap's sake.
When your kickoffs are the same score as my biology tests, as a, like a 34%, that brings everything down.
All right, can we move on to something more important?
Yes.
It was actually physics. Physics was my brain.
You don't
work.
Even... You. Never mind. Okay, this is where I'm going to put you on the line.
You haven't already?
All right, let's go.
What's Utah's chance of making the championship game in a percent? If you're gonna, an honest assessment, 10%, 40%, 60%, 90%, 100%. We're gonna go. What you're gonna get that we get into the championship game?
I don't want to go first.
I'll go first based off of our schedule, the teams we've got to play left, and based off of those other three teams and who they play. I think we got like 25% chance. Look, obviously I want them to win, duh, right? But based off of the reality and who we have to play, and we have to go to Oregon, I think that at the end of everything, the two teams are Oregon, USC. Those are the teams I think that make it. I think that
okay, I don't need all that. I just wanted to...
Holy crap. All right, you know what? You can...
Such a dick.
God. Dick of the week.
Then don't ask the question. I'm asking the question. This the percent.
Don't expand on anything.
I know. I just have to give a number. Okay, I'll say 50.
Oh.
As of right.
No. I would love to hear why. However.
I can't say.
You can't say.
You can say.
You can yell that.
He did. Jeebus weebus. Jeebus weebus.
Oh, I want to say something else, but
I've never heard of Jeebus weebus.
Get censored over here.
I don't know. I'm going to say 50, but I think that's being very, very generous.
That's very generous.
We've got a 50% chance. Oh,
God. You stole my answer. Come up with your own dang answer.
See, everyone thinks we're homers. We're trying to be objective. I think we have a tough road to hoe here.
I think James is probably more on the money, but...
No, old man. That's 25%.
I would tell you why, but...
We know why, because we actually kind of talked about some of the stuff. Yeah,
I know why, because he gave his answer, and then you cut him off. Are you done with your questions?
I'm done. Is that good?
That was great.
That was good.
All right.
All of our answers will be amended next week, depending on what happens.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to end it here with comments on comments.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Add what you want to say or what you think. But this is from Nikki Hall. And Nikki said, the Fox announcer, of course, this was the USC games. But anyway,
Oh, Brock Huard. Yeah.
Yeah, the Fox announcer. Brock Huard was absolutely horrible to listen to. I might mute the TV and turn on the radio while watching and so forth. You know what?
I don't remember.
I was at the game, but yeah, I watched the game. I disagree. He didn't bug me at all. Some of the stuff he was ranting about, though, a big rant had to do with the roughing of the passer. I honestly feel like there's been way worse announcers. There's been worse. Whatever that Rod Gilmore and okay, we don't want to go off on that again. But hey, sorry, Nikki.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Mario Valderrama.
Oh no.
Bama fan here.
Oh.
I feel just like SC fans right now. Pretty bummed out. Not because they lost the game. It's how the refs helped you out. Oh. He sounds like a Bama fan right out of the gate. Right out of the gate, you're a Bama fan. Now I'm happy y'all won the game. That gave it away too.
Do they have internet down where?
Y'all won the game. It may be the last time you beat them. No, we'll have them next year, and then they're out of here, and they probably won't play till we
ever again.
Whatever. I'm happy that y'all won the game.
Don't try. Don't. Don't do
it. It may be the last time. Oh, I read that part. God. But honestly, people in the South watched. Okay, here you go.
Okay.
Honestly, well, thank you for being honest. Honestly, people in the South watch this game because it was USC, a respected power like us. Nobody cares about Utah like our beloved Paul Feinbaum. See,
Paul Feinbaum's a wiener. No one gives a crap about Paul Feinbaum outside of your little southern states.
But props to Utah, a gritty, scrappy team. Oh.
That's so nice of you.
Is why people hate the crap you out of
condescending prick.
These condescending beep. These condescending.
Just say it.
There you go.
Wow, jeez. Yeah, moving on.
And you wonder why we don't want you in the college football playoffs.
Yeah.
Talk about who the refs help. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I've watched.
They're on the
games.
Payroll.
Kidding.
Ray Hernandez. Utes did us a favor by beating our rivals. He's a UCLA fan.
An accurate statement.
You're right.
You're welcome.
You're very, very welcome.
Is that it?
Yeah. We helped him out.
Statement of fact.
The Wagging Tongue Podcast.
Interesting.
USC fans, we understand the crap calls, but take a look at the Utah-UCLA game and the roughing the passer call in Utah, possible 14-point swing. I've seen this comment somewhere, a couple other places on the comments. Can I make a clarification here? Correct me if I'm wrong here.
Go ahead.
So the whiners, USC whiners, are whining because they think, see, they're trying to say, they can whine because we whined about that call against Reed, when DTR is going out of bounds. Can I make a clarification? They're different. You're whining that the refs made the call. They don't think the refs should have made the call. We never argued that the refs shouldn't have made the call on pushing DTR when it was out of bounds. It was a legit call. We were pissed off because
That Reed did it. Yeah.
Huge difference, people. We never whined about the refs making the call. Can you get your facts?
But here's the way I have read these comparisons, is the USC fans are whining that the refs allowed us to win the game. Because of the refs, we won the game. And then they're saying, well, you guys whined about the call against Reed. Yeah, but guess what? We didn't say we lost because of the one call in the game. We lost because of a lot of different factors. That's the difference.
Well, my opinion is it was the right call on Reed. Yeah, I'm pissed off that he did it.
But you don't blame.
I don't even have the ref involved in it.
You don't blame the entire game.
Anyway,
on
it's
Reed.
Not even the same thing.
No, there's 200 plays in a football game or whatever.
Exactly. So stop whining.
There's not that many, but you know what I mean.
Two more, real quick. This is from Haas. How's little Joe, Haas?
No one gets that reference.
For you youngins, have you ever heard of Bonanza?
Oh, my.
Wow.
It's going back a few. Look it up, Bonanza. There was Hoss and Little Joe and a bunch of other people. If this is your name. Talking about the USC game. Utah didn't kick their ass. Get real. USC still has a destiny still in their hands. Utah looking up. Hey, Hoss.
What does that mean?
Hoss. We won. I don't care if it's 1 point or 30 points. We won. And as we went over prior, our stats were better than USC. From your golden child quarterback to our quarterback, everything was better. And this idea that we're looking up, hey, our records are the same.
Yeah.
So if we're looking up.
So are you.
On this guy, okay. This is from Brandon Christopher, Mr.
UCLA.
He's a UCLA guy who knows it all. He's Mr. Analyst, who is objective about everything. He knows it all.
That's got to be exhausting.
I mean, I know you guys are fans and ridiculous. I actually quite enjoy listening. Well, thank you. I do appreciate it.
Hit subscribe.
Because it proves the point that most fans are literally just blind bias nonsense. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're just blind.
I'd love to know your analysis this week.
Thank you so much for that. Mr. Objective, if you go to any stat tracking of the game, have you ever seen that?
USC game?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
If you go to any stat tracking of the game, you guys were never favored to win the game. Okay, first of all.
So?
Who gives a crap about a stat tracker in the game?
This guy does.
It means nothing. It means nothing.
I care about the final score.
Do we know who is favored?
Utah.
Oh, you remember that? Oh,
we were never favored.
Freaking Vegas had, everybody had us favored. And who won? Oh, yeah, we won. So stop acting like you outplayed them.
More points means outplayed.
More points, and all our stats were better. So we outplayed them.
I like this guy. Keep going.
You won the game, that's fine. But the last 2 weeks, you're giving up 40-plus points a game. I wouldn't be so confident, especially when you needed the referees to bail you out. Well, thanks for that analysis. Yeah, we gave up 40 points.
We actually gave
what up happened to you?
42 points.
What happened to that Oregon game?
Yeah.
Oh, 45. It's a 45?
It's a lot.
Interesting.
45, that's a lot. And do you know, just for the information?
Uh-oh.
Wow.
You've started it.
Look what you did, Brandon.
I'm just saying, so what really matters in any game is points per game. I could go through some other stats. You know who the total, as far as total yards on defense, the best team in the league is? Utah.
Really?
Utah's number one.
That surprises me.
And then they're on the top on some other things. But points per game. Number one is who we're going to be playing Thursday is Washington State, believe it or not.
Okay.
USC's number two. You know who's number three?
Utah.
USC is 22.1. We're 22.3. Basically the same amount. 22. Now let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
God, oh, I want them to lose
six.
More.
Hope you enjoyed it, Brandon.
Yeah.
Six.
I think your season is all downhill from here.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
Brandon,
it right now.
Christopher, you're sixth place in the league for
That's
points per
what
game.
I think.
For Mr. Knowledge.
They had a little bit of success for the first time in 25 years.
And this is what we get.
And this is what we get. Honestly, until this year, I didn't even know that UCLA had fans. No, I'm genuinely serious. Like, okay, USC fans, they're obnoxious. We all know, right? Oregon fans are obnoxious. We all know. I did not know that UCLA had a fan base.
I don't think they do. It was all everyone jumping on the bandwagon.
And now they
now
lose the game. And now they'll jump off because... So,
all right.
Congratulations, Brandon.
We're at the end. I would just say one shout out. You tell me to, and then we'll do the jackass. Is that there's a little old school. Mm-hmm. If I was to say Liberty University, would you even, does anybody just off the top of your head?
No.
Even know where that is from? Liberty.
I Googled it. Because I didn't know.
I have no idea.
Okay, they're from Virginia. They're from Virginia. Lynchville.
What's their mascot, by
Lynchville?
The way?
Is it Lynchville or is it Lynch? It is.
Lynchville?
What does that say?
Lynchburg.
Lynchburg.
Lynchburg?
Okay. They're from Virginia.
That's a horrible name. Can we change
I don't even know what level Liberty is. And they had a massive win this week.
Congratulations, Liberty.
Congratulations to Liberty. They kicked the butt out of some.
They kicked the crap out of some
a major team.
Oh, they kicked the crap out of a team.
A team.
Liberty won 41-14.
I'm impressed.
Well, they enjoyed that donut after the game, too.
I saw that. They celebrated in the locker room with a donut.
A donut.
They rushed for 300 yards.
That is wild.
Well, the other team they played got 71 yards.
Oh.
They threw for 247 against
some team.
Somebody. They had 547 total yards against this is this little Liberty.
This is Liberty?
Liberty University.
Liberty.
That barely beat some freaking
in here.
Liberty.
Good job, Liberty.
This is what makes college ball so interesting.
That's why I love college football.
Anyway, well done, Liberty.
A little school you never heard of can beat up on some nobody, and we all enjoy it.
Wow. That's all I could say. All
right,
say.
Let's go with the jackass. You got it?
Yeah, I got a jackass.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's got it.
Okay.
I like it. Yeah.
We kind of touched on this earlier, but Dabo Sweeney is a jackass. Just straightforward.
Dabo.
Here's why. Watch any other program, okay? When the team comes out, I mean, watch Utah next time they're at home. They have the whole introduction. Whittingham leads the team out of the locker room, and then he disappears into the night. You don't
into
see him
the
again.
Into the smoke.
Into the smoke. And then the freaking team, who we're all there to see, takes over. That's why we're there. Dabo takes his team to the. They have this tradition. There's a hilltop that they run down onto the field. It's very interesting. I'm shocked they have that no one's blown out an ACL.
Seriously.
Honestly. Can you imagine?
Break your ankle. Yeah.
Tears an ACL and he's done. But they run down this hill. And King Dabo takes it upon himself to run first down this hill like he's the king of the school. And he's getting... And no one's there to see you.
I think they are, though. It's like the Church of Dabo down there.
It's so weird.
It's an odd thing.
Dabo, okay. Move over. Let your team... If you want to trot down the hill, go for it. But it's freaking... He's going, dude.
They have to, like, sprint down that hill.
He's full bore on the team. You got to know the team's like, this guy's out of his mind.
Move aside,
Move
Dabo.
Over. Let the team have their
these
moment.
These guys are actually hitting each other. I'm playing.
He's such an idiot.
Okay.
Dabo. I'm Dabo, tired of him.
Congrats.
You get the jackass.
He listens, by the way.
I've
heard that.
I've heard Dabo's listening.
Yeah, so.
Here's to you, Dabo.
Here's to you, jackwagon.
Go Utes.
Thursday night, 8 p.m., Fox Sports 1.
I'll
be
there.
We give our predictions, by the way. Let's skip right over that. 42-24 Utah. You have 8 seconds.
I know.
It's 41-28.
Okay, 38-28.
Okay.
41-28.
I said 42-24.
38-28.
Can't do that face. I went
can't
first.
Go 28. I got 28.
Just write it down.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.